Small murders. When Cleopatra received Antony on her cedarwood ship, she made sure he would smell her in advance across the sea. Perfumed sails, nets sagging with rose hips and crocus draped over her bed, her feet and hands rubbed in almond oil, cinnamon, and henna. I knew I had you when you told me you could not live without my scent, bought pink bottles of it, creamy lotions, a tiny vial of parfum. One drop lasts all day. They say Napoleon told Josephine not to bathe for 2 whole weeks so he could savor her raw scent, but hardly any mention is ever made of their love of violets. Her signature fragrance, a special blend of these crushed purple blooms for wrist, cleavage, earlobe. Some expected to discover a valuable painting inside the locket around Napoleon's neck when he died, but found a powder of violet petals from his wife's grave instead. And just yesterday, a new boy leaned in close to whisper that he loved the smell of my perfume, the one you handpicked years ago. I could tell he wanted to kiss me, his breath heavy and slow against my neck. My face lit blue from the movie screen, and I said nothing, only sat up and stared straight ahead. But by evening's end, I let him have it. 27 kisses on my neck, 27 small murders of you. And the count is correct, I know. Each sweet press, one less number to weigh heavy in the next boy's hands. Your mark on me washed away with each kiss. The last one was so cold, so filled with mist and tiny daggers, I already smelled blood on my hands.